Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The Bible is the voter guidebook for all true born-again Bible-believing Christians. That's the headline. Sam Rohr comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
There are some who may well be born-again Christians who say that they don't like Trump's personality. They don't like the way he talks. They just don't like voting for him, so they're going to vote for Joe Biden. How can a true born-again Bible-believing Christian vote for a man who is totally in favor of abortion and also homosexuality?
Jimmy, I don't think it's actually possible. I do not believe it is possible for a true believer who says, I have a relationship with Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible is the authoritative word of God, and what God establishes is the final determination on moral law, and therefore they would believe the Constitution and all that the rights as given from God that undergird the Constitution. If a person says those things and has a biblical worldview, views those things, there is no possible way that he can be an obedient Christian and vote for a candidate, Joe Biden, or the Democrat ticket that in all of its aspects take positions that are 100% totally contrary in every regard to the Word of God or any moral position that you may choose to pick. I don't think it's possible for a person to say, I will vote for the positions of the devil and call themselves a Christian. And that's really what they are. All of those positions, abortion and human sexuality and transgenderism and globalism and socialism and communism, of which the Democratic Party has wrapped its arms around it, those are biblical definitions. That's evil. So how can a true believer support evil? I say no true believer can support evil. That's how I'd answer that question. I don't think it's possible.
Sam Rohr with a straightforward statement on how a true Bible-believing, born-again Christian should vote when he or she enter the voting booth, especially in the upcoming presidential election. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Sam Rohr, who is the president of the American Pastors Network and the host of Stand in the Gap Radio and TV, in his report made a statement that you may agree with or disagree with. However, Sam based his statement on the biblical Word of God and its principles. Remember, God, who wrote the Bible, also set human government in place so that he could use human government to direct this world in the way he wants them to go. That's Genesis chapter 9 and verse 6. God will also use political leaders to make decisions that will accomplish his will for the future. That's Revelation 17, verse 17. God's way will indeed fulfill Bible prophecy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...